All right, so we're gonna start doing Hakobo for the next couple months. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. This is a little background here. Okay. So the Isser of Hakobo, right? And using Isser for reason, the prohibition of Hakobo pops up in different places, but what the Mefarshim bring down, the essential place it's brought up is in the end of Parshas Emor. It takes place after. The Megadev. Who's the Megadev?
The Megadev.
The dude who...
Yeah, who cursed.
The Mikalel. No, Mikalel. The guy who cursed not God. Right? So this is what the Torah says. The Torah says, take out the Mikalel, right? Stone him, right? And then it goes into a bunch of halachas. V'nokev shem Hashem mos yumas, ragomri gemuvo kol edah. Then it says, v'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mos yumas. That's going to be a big problem. Listen to that pasuk again. Ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mos yumas. What does that sound like? You die. Okay. Thank God for Torah about that. Umaka nefesh behem al yishalmena. But if you hit an animal, right, what happens? You pay. Nefesh tachas nefesh. What does that mean? Okay, but how does that work insofar as payment? Okay. The ish ki ten mum ba'amiso kasher asa kenya aselo. And if you injure a person, if you, a mum here means, let's say, a permanent injury, what's the halacha? What should happen? Whatever was done to him. Okay. Shever tacha shever, ayin tacha ayin, shein tacha shein, kasher yiten mum ba'adam, kenyin asin ba. Okay? So which sounds exactly like the principle of eye for an eye. We're going to be taking up later on, later on the Gemara, these are legitimate havamina that really should be eye for an eye. Then the Torah says, it says, umake behema yishalmena, umake adam yumas. Right? Again, similar thing. You hit an animal, yishalmena, umake adam yumas. Okay, so these, if you took this psukim literally, you're going to have a problem. But the area of a chovel,
like,
I don't know, it's a good question. But the area of a chovel,
I'm actually writing this down, because in the past week and a half,
yeah.
I've had two
parts of mishpatim, right? V'chi yirivun anashim, people get into a fight. V'hi ka ish esra'ehu, be'evin over a grove. So what happens? With a stone, right? Whatever, you interest him. V'lo yamuz, v'nafal mishkav. And what happens to the guy?
He doesn't die.
Okay? Now listen to this. Im yakum v'hisalech b'chutz al mishantov v'nikah makeh, rak shifto sheves yitain v'rapo yirapet. Okay? Pay attention to that. Sheves and ripui, right? Sheves means... Okay, and Ripui is there's a reason why they're next to each other in the Torah. That's going to come later on. Also, how we darshan after that. All right, but there's a bunch of areas where Hakobo is brought down. Okay, so look at what the Rambam says. The Rambam does something very important here by Hakobo. Okay, take a look at your Rambams. All right. But where's the natural starting spot before you get to Parakeh for a second? Real quickly. Look at the Koseres.
Alright,
so what this there's a nuance there the Rambam's pointing out, which is a very which makes that Hakobo so challenging. What's the nuance there? What could he have said? Again, what does he say? He says, what's the mitzvah? It's one mitzvah. Chovo v'chavero, right? Chovo v'chavero, mazik mamono. Either you're chovo v'chavero, you do what? Oh, okay, so let's use... Okay, we'll call it damage. Or omazig mamono.
Are we making any difference between...
Okay, that's just the Rambam. This is from the Gemara. But the Rambam could have said... He could have said, hamazik chavero omamono. That I damage my friend or his property. But what do we see? Hachovel is what? Whatever it is, it's something completely different.
Is it specific to the
government? Yes. Chovel chavero means human injury. Okay, that's treated completely different than what? Right, so that's what I could have said. I could have said the Rambam could have said hamazik chavero omamono. What does he say instead? Hachovel b'chavero. In fact, what's it called? It's called chovel umazik. Chovel is one type of injury. Mazik is a different phenomenon.
We don't know what it is.
But no, we don't know what it is yet. Okay, now look at the Rambam parakeh. Usher. Oh, Gabriel, it's your cue. Parakeh aloch aloch. Stop. Already you see something interesting there, right? Usser, lachol chavero, okay? Versus, let's say, hezek mamon, okay?
What's lots of
damage your own stuff.
Okay, but let's say, I stepped on your what's good. Let's say I step on your phone. I destroy your phone. Am I over an Isser?
Yes.
So what the Rambam says is amazing. It's not just that I produce an injury in the guy. Not just that I injured you. Rather, what?
Yeah.
It's the action of hitting someone. Right, derech nitzayon, which means like if I come up to you and I punch you in the arm, the Rambam is trying to say, it's not so much insofar as the consequence of the injury. It's what? The maisa. The maisa is the problem. Okay, hariz over bolasasa. You're over nisser. Shenamar lo yosef lakoso. Right. Keep going. Okay, and look at halacha beis. Vafilu. Excuse me, just afilu. Now that should immediately, that's the essential question we have to ask right now. Yeah, and how can you tell me there's an isser to raise my hand against someone else? See, look how far he's going with the maisa. We're going to be focused on the effect of this action. The Gemara never takes us up. We're going to have to answer this. We can't answer this now. But one thing that's fascinating about a Chovel is that you're not over the technical Isra Chovel, because if I raise my hand against Chayim right now, right, am I Chayim in Nezek or Sheves or any of that? No, of course not. So what am I over? So it's like, yeah. What do you say, V'chol? Right, so if a person raises a hand against his friend, threatens him. If I raise my hand, I say, I'm gonna, right? You're over an Isser, right? What that Isser? It's a good question. You're considered a Rasha, okay? Yeah. So now what does Rambam then say? Hamake es chavero.
Hamake es chavero, apo pisho lo ikar.
No, we did that already. Gimel.
Hamake es chavero, haka, she'ein ba shabe
pruta. Loka. That's a very important point. What's he saying? If I hit someone and the monetary value of what I hit him is less than a Shavu Pruta, what do I get? Okay, so now comes exactly the issue, the first important issue of what a Chovel is. What's the struggle that Chazal are facing with a Chovel? You could piece it. Okay, you're taking an Isser, okay? What should really happen to the person? Okay, let's put two things on the table.
What?
One is...
He just raises his hand and you get...
Like, chop up. It's more fun to... No, I'll tell you why. Because you want it to be a case where it doesn't heal. The ultimate case. Okay? Okay. So, one at a time. Hold on. I chop off Ellie's arm. Okay, so now, there's two things we got to consider here. Okay, one thing is that what punishment should I get? One possibility is I should get my arm chopped off. Okay, as well, I'm over an Isser. So what should happen when I'm over an Isser?
Malchus.
I should get Malchus.
Nothing anymore.
Well, okay, one second. So which one's the primary thing? Should I get Malchus? What should I get? Should I have gotten Malchus, or should I have to pay?
You have to pay. It's any law that has a fix to it, you have to do the fix.
Okay. So what would you think if you had a choice in front of you, which solution would you supply? What, before you do the Gemara, which solution would you apply? Would you say that the person,
like stealing?
No, what do you mean pay? You mean chop your arm off?
What?
You mean chop your arm off?
Yes.
You have to understand, a chovel, it's not that I owe the guy money in a monetary sense. It's that I have I'm chayiv in an onesh. Okay, I'm punished. Now the problem is that the punishment is expressed. One second, the punishment is expressed through what? What are Chazal struggling with? Monetizing the onesh. Yeah, yeah. That's the term you need to commit to your memory.
Why would you think that you would have to pay to the other guy?
Okay, one second. So if a person is chovel, now again, chovel means
damaging
a person, hurting another person. Okay, if you're chovel with someone else, you're chayiv five things. What are you chayiv in? Now it's time for us to translate those words. What does nezek mean?
Damage.
Okay, what meaning what?
Like you cut off their arm.
Okay. Okay, there you go. There's some sort of loss in market value. Good. Okay, so the analogy I like to use is, imagine the times of the Gemara. You open up the Wall Street Journal of Bavel, right? In the back, there's a section on commodities. And one of those commodities are? Well, we're making now human labor, right? Human value. Okay? So you say, okay. What? No. Hold on. It's very easy for your mind to wander. At least I'm not projecting here. I think it's easy. For your mind to wander to the Western legal system. Because the Western legal system does have an idea of tsar. What's that called? Pain. Well, we have the pain and suffering. Pain and suffering. Notice many times in medical malpractice cases, what will happen is like this. What will happen is that the jury will say, okay, we're going to award like $500,000 for the actual damages, but like a bazillion dollars for pain and suffering. Why? Because they don't know how to quantify it. Oh, so that's okay. One second. So tsar means what? Pain. But what's going to be the problem with tsar? What? How do you monetize? Don't use the word objectify. Monetize. How do you monetize pain? What kind of thing is that? Tsar is a Doraisa idea. The problem the Chazal are facing now is like, we have to figure out how to monetize this because tsar doesn't lend itself to monetizing.
Do they have any system for it now?
Repo means now. Repo is cool because repo today becomes very questionable. Back then, in times of the Gemara, what does it basically refer to? Okay, doctor/hospital bills. You'll see there's a lot of different ways for this to work out. What do you chayav for in repo? Is it a lump sum? Meaning, let's say I chop off Ellie's arm. I go to the hospital and the hospital says, how much is it going to cost for your recovery?
$1,000.
Is that what I'm chayav in? Or do they say, no, listen, he's going to be here for 10 days. Maybe I'm chayav for each day. And those amounts aren't the same. What am I chayav for? Each day in the hospital? Is there a lump sum that we can come up with for repo? And how does it work for today? In today's world, this actually is a very practical question. I'll give you an example. You go to Tarim, okay? When you go to Tarim, what's the first thing they do in Tarim?
I don't know.
They triage you, okay? Triage meaning you got to determine what are you suffering from, right? He knows this, right? Now let's say you go to Tarim. Let's say it turns out you get triaged. They do X-rays, right? And it turns out there's nothing wrong with you. No nezek, nothing. Let's pretend for a second you had no tsar, okay? Am I chayev to pay for his visits, for his triage?
Checkup?
Yeah. Let me ask another question. I chop off Ellie's arm. Who's going to pay for that today?
Insurance
company. Am I chayev to pay the insurance company?
You do.
These are real questions that come up. If your premiums go up as a result, am I chayev to pay for that also? Am I chayev to pay for the adjustment that takes place because of that? No, but we'll use it today example, but it applies back then also. We'll use today's terminology. Today, if you go to the hospital, you run a very high risk of getting something called a nosocomial infection. Mr. English, you got busted. Okay. Nosocomial infection means an infection that...
Yeah, I think you get it when you're in the hospital.
Because of being in the hospital, okay? For instance, you have a much higher instance. What's a very common thing you get by being in an emergency room? Pneumonia. Right? You know why? Because there's tons of that going around, right? So now let me ask you a question. Let's say Ellie goes to the hospital, right? And because I chopped off your arm. You're getting diagnosed, and it turns out while you're there, you get pneumonia. Am I high for that? That's a case of alubot smachim. If I get an injury, right? And now let's say I get little infections. You guys remember that from last year, by smachim, right? If I get little infections around, little pustules.
But it depends. What? It depends. How far does that go?
You're right. It depends. Okay, what's Sheves? Okay, paying for loss of work, okay? Again, now that seems very intuitive. If I chop off Ellie's arm, Ellie, what do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
I know. You're a carpenter. Okay, so now what am I paying? Now think about it.
I'm a cash.
Well, what am I paying for? What are you paying for in Shabbos? What am I paying for in Shabbos?
I'm a cashier.
Of what?
What?
Of what? You can't be... No, 1 second. So let's forget the Mishnah. You're a carpenter, okay? So how many days are you going to miss? How many days of work are you going to miss now being a carpenter?
10.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Depends what
so
you now, get, limb you lost.
Let me ask another question. Are you still going to be a carpenter after I chop off your arm?
No. Unlikely.
Let's assume you're not, okay? So didn't I pay for that already in Ezek?
Yeah.
If I pay for your reduction in value, isn't that included? I think someone hinted that before. Isn't Shevis included in that? What am I paying for in Shevis? For what?
For the time that you've
why
been
am I, but
the
why is that included in the payment?
Until
let's say
you can return to work.
Why should I pay for that? What do I do? I chop off both of Roth's arms, okay? And I will say a second. Now, John, let me finish. Now, what am I chayev in? Nezek wise, what am I chayev in? Okay, so let's make it simple. Let's say Ellie's value as a surgeon, Ellie's value has gone down now from, let's say, $1 million to $500,000. So how much do I owe you? $500,000, okay? But now, 1 second. Right now, are you going back to work as a surgeon?
No.
So what am I paying for in Shevis?
What?
I don't know. He's not going to be. He's not a surgeon anymore. Right. Well, okay. So what does Boshus mean, literally? Okay. Now, of all the things to monetize, That's going to be the hardest one. Because at least Sar is physiological, right? But Boshus is purely psychological. You'll see. Let's say I went up to Alex and I tased him. Okay, if you read the Mishnah literally, okay, am I chayev? No.
No.
No, because
it wasn't
a chobo.
It wasn't a chobo. Exactly. I didn't do anything to him. A chobo means. Okay. Let's say I tase Alex. I just tase him. So what have I said? Let's say, what have I done? What have I? Trust me, I never make anything up. Because it's not my question. It's the Gemara's question. It's not my question.
Are you saying that there's no hitting involved?
I go up to Alex and I tase him.
What is the chiddush then? You're not hitting him?
Well, okay, I didn't. There's no nezek.
No physical contact.
There's no ripoy. There's no sheves, and there's no because and he has to go to the hospital. I tase him. I didn't give him a 10,000 watts. I gave him 1,000 watts.
Like,
yeah, he goes and he goes right. Oh, so listen, it's embarrassment and pain, but there's no nezek. He hasn't gone down in his value. There's no sheves. He's not missing work. So the question is there such a thing? Is there such a thing as tsar? And really, nezek's the key one. Can you have a situation? Are you chayiv? The real one is nezek. Nezek's the critical one. Am I chayiv in a chovel when there's no nezek? Can I be chayiv in tsar by itself? Can I be chayiv in ripui by itself?
Rabbi, it seems from the mission that you are chayiv by itself.
All right, go. So what does the mission then say?
Nezek ketsa. So nezek how? Same as
a. Sima as a no.
Bokas I ketsas yado shiveris raglo. Roino so ke iluhu eved nimkar v'shuk.
The shaman,
comma, haya yafe, comma, yafe.
Okay, remember that word shaman. What does shaman mean? I know you know already. What does shaman mean? Yeah, I'm asking you. What? Evaluate. Good. Always, that word is going to come up a billion times. Shaman. So what do? So Rashi says, comma, hu yafe. Listen to his lashon carefully. Sharei.
Sharei hiziku.
Oh, one second. So he damaged him. Vihifsido mamonzeh. Pay attention to the language. What did I do? When I chop up Ellie's arm, I've done two things. I've damaged you, right? And I've also
made you lose money.
Okay? It's not simply a loss of money. I've damaged you, right? And now what? I've also done what? What caused you to lose money as a result? Sheim
Hayab Yitzraf Hayam Loferas Lobe Ebed.
Okay. So now, this is going to be also very tricky. So again, we said this before. According to the Mishnah's literal concept of the Mishnah, what happens by Nezek? So if I chop off Ellie's arm, so what do? I go in, let's make it simple. I go to the back pages of the Bavel Wall Street Journal, to the commodity section, and I look. What's the going rate for? How old are you?
What?
Let's make it nice. How old are you?
17-year-old kid.
A 17-year-old, we'll say Evan Nimkar. Evan, okay? So you're going to look in the market to see the price of an eved, and then you got to figure out if I chopped off your arm, what's the going rate for a one armed eved, and then you can figure out how much you've gone down in value. Okay. What? So Chaim, we're gonna call an eved to make it into a day laborer. There's a reason why I'm using that case. You guys know what day laborers are, right? Well, no, not manual. Day labor is like, you know, you drop. You have Home Depots in England. You have Home Depots in England. A Home Depot. You have Ace. Ace Hardware. Whatever. What happens is that like
illegal immigrants.
It doesn't matter. Right. No, it's basically you have people who what they do is they congregate outside of Home Depot. If I'm a contractor, I'm going to go to Home Depot, which sells housing supplies. I'm going to buy a lot of housing supplies, and they wait right in front because they know what do contractors need.
Workers.
Day laborers, guys who just, they don't have a permanent job. They're just there for that day labor. They are going to do manual labor.
Is that like a thing? Is that illegal?
Of course it's illegal. Because, Nezek, if you just had the Mishnah, and the Gemara, there's no Gemara on this. The Rush is going to really open this up for us. But what would I think? I would think that Ellie's value, even though you're, let's say, a surgeon, your value is what? Your value is the value of an Eved and his reduction in value? That's crazy. Because as a surgeon, your value is much more. If you can't be a surgeon anymore, your value is decreased way more than the value of, let's say, a day laborer who's gone down, losing an arm.
That's not necessarily... You can buy the...
Really?
That's
Okay, well, make up your mind. Okay, what kind of evidence are we referring to here? When I look at the slave market, which slave market?
Then also, what determines the value of a slave?
Well, let me ask a question. There's a huge monetary difference. Okay, let's assume society can come up with a value for what a day laborer is worth. But isn't there a big difference in the value of an Evid Ivory and Evid Kanani? Why? Why would the difference?
Because Evid Ivory is not permanent.
Yeah. Right. Evid Ivory is only an Evid for how long?
Yeah.
Right. Where's an Evid? And most. An Evid Kanani is what?
Forever.
So there's going to be a difference in their value also. So you'll see. That's also going to be a question. Yeah. No. But what? Bishvud of a Masmar. That feel out to porno. Okay, now this is also crazy. Look at Rashi. Kiyotze b'ze. The ke'evo. Okay, so to make it simple, let's use the taser case. I mean, you can. I don't care if you want to use a case of digging the guy in the fingernail, but I like the taser case. Okay, let's take the taser case. So the question is, but here's the question you have to ask yourself. The question is that, so how are they monetizing Tsar, right? Now the Gemara itself is confused about what it means here, but Rashi's giving a hint. Rashi's saying, basically, what do you do? Yeah, you bring in an average guy into the Beis Din, and you say to him, hey man, how much would you be willing to go through to be tased? Because if they asked, think about it, if they asked Alex how much he's willing to go through being tased after being tased, what's Alex going to say? A gazillion, an absurd amount. So we're going to bring in average Joe. We're going to say, average Joe, how much is it worth of you to go through? But let me ask you a question. How is that possibly remotely accurate? How can you take someone and ask them how much you're willing to go through pain?
Take a survey.
Really? How could you monetize that?
Take the average.
What kind of average is that?
I'll pay $500 to get tased.
Really?
$500.
But how do you know it's worth $500? Where you get that number from? From where? What?
Average Joe said that.
But so where does average Joe get that number from?
Oh, I don't know.
Right, exactly. How do you?
I'm just saying. But
how does he possibly evaluate such a thing?
How does he?
Yeah. How can you come up with an evaluation? Okay, so Ellie. So what's okay? Okay, that's simple. So if I hit someone, I'm chayav to pay for the medical bills. That's no problem, right? Okay, but. No. Alabot smachem. Stop. If he gets an infection, okay, an infection, little pustules start developing around the wounds. Okay, like on Svi's wounds. Okay, so he says, good. So if it's because of the maka, you're chayiv. If it's not because of the maka, pata.
What's the
havamina? Thank you. What's the havamina? I don't know. It's a good question. What's the havamina? What would you think otherwise? What? Meaning what? Where was that? Just be careful. Which direction you're going in to make sure we got the same havamina down? There's two ways you could ask the havamina. Which havamina?
No, if it's completely unrelated to the wound, then why would you
think you're
higher?
Good, okay.
But I have
not the other way.
I have an answer to that.
Well, already, you can't answer that yet.
Can I please?
No. You'd be speculating. I think somebody asked this before. How far do we go?
Yeah.
How far do you go in Repoy? That's going to be a big, big problem. Big, that's going to take us a couple weeks to figure out. How far do you go? Next. Okay, now, even more so. Now you get Chaisa v'nistera. Chaisa v'nistera chayev. What's Chaisa v'nistera?
He got better than he got worse.
Better than worse. Better than worse. Okay. Chayev darposo. Okay, meaning what? Now that's actually a common case. Let's say I chop off Ellie's arm and you're in the hospital and you're going to get infected as a result. And now what's happening is that you just can't, you get a little better and then more antibiotics. And then you get off the antibiotics. Well, yeah, exactly. You keep getting better. So you keep fluctuating, so I'm still trying to do repo on you.
$2,000 compensation.
What if he like gets totally better and then something that like gets like rehab?
Good question. Good question. We'll find out. But the Gemara says, "What's that? The Chaisa called Sorcha, right? Ainu Chay Dar Poso." But one second, but let's say you're dismissed from, you're discharged from the hospital, and they say you are now officially healed. And a week later, what happens? You get some sort of, well, let's assume for now,
something
else starts up. You would never see a Chayv there. Okay, you understand what the parameters are. Seems that way, yeah. Okay, next, Sheves. Okay. Oh, now look what it says there. What the, look at it, look what the Mishnah says. There's a reason why I read. I kept forcing you guys to say that treat Eli Roth like a surgeon. Because what does the Mishnah say? It says Shevas.
I said cashew.
Rowan, whatever. Rowan oso iluhu.
Shomer watching cucumbers.
Okay, so we're going to cucumber watching is what kind of job? What? A menial task. Exactly. You don't need your arms to watch cucumbers. You do need your eyes. That's a different issue. You don't need your arms. So I say, Gabriel, look at Rashi. What does Rashi say?
Go look at cucumbers.
Rashi, Rashi, Rashi. So every day that he's in the hospital recovering, how do you look at him? What do you pay for in liability? See, this is much different on the surface, much different than Western law. If I'm in the hospital and I can't practice dentistry, okay, I get paid for every day that I'd miss practicing dentistry. So let's say we averaged out in dentistry, let's make up a number. Let's say I make $1,000 a day in dentistry, right? I'm chived to get $1,000 for each day I miss. But that's what the Gemara is saying, what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying that if you injure me and I'm in the hospital, what do I get paid on a daily basis for missing work?
Basically minimum wage.
Minimum wage. So make up a number. $50 a day, right? That's a huge difference. That's a huge difference. Why should that be? Why should I get kicked back? And the Mishnah says, you know why? Because I paid for the reduction in value of a dentist. That's already paid for an Ezek.
Right.
Included in Ezek is what I would lose. So all I can pay for is minimum wage labor.
Wait, so I don't get where that came from.
That's a good question. Oh, I thought it's so easy. The Torah says so. Not so easy. Yeah. Okay, so one thing, because you are not Roy in Melacha to do heavy labor, right? I feel below Choli. Even what?
Even when you're not sick.
Shari Nikta Yada Baraglo. Right? So because, think about it, when my arm is chopped off, right, I can't be a superior laborer anymore. I'm just, the only task I could possibly do is watching cucumbers. Put it in a surgeon perspective. Once I chop off your arm, right, now think about this, as long as I'm in recovery, what can't I do?
You
gotta be very careful here. I can't. Of course, I can't be a surgeon when I'm in what do you call it? But why can't I be a surgeon? Because I have an arm. But what could I still do?
I can still watch cucumbers.
Okay, right. But just have a thing because I'm in the hospital. I can't do it right now. You realize why this is very complex.
I don't get how it answers the question.
It doesn't.
If you want to use the Torah, right, then it shouldn't have been.
There's
an
so many possibilities.
I don't know. We'll see if we get to the issue. Watch your minimum wage. You're right. You're right. What's the last case? Last one is the hardest of them all. Boshes. Now, what's Boshes?
Embarrassment.
Okay, I call
would be I'm a Bayesh or a Misbayesh.
Okay, Mivayesh is
the embarrasser.
And Misbayesh is the embarrassee. Okay, Rashi. Rashi, hakol fi mavayish.
Adam kol she mavayish.
Bushaso meruba versus hamizbayish.
Adam tefashu.
Bushaso. Oh, sorry, shenizbayish. Bushaso meruba. What the Mishnah is telling you is that forget how to monetize boshes. That's one very difficult issue. There's a simpler issue we have to start with, which is that how do we determine boshes to begin with? Right. Forget how you monetize it. No, one second. It's a social phenomenon. Let me give you an example. Okay. Let's say President Trump is speaking. Okay.
God.
Okay. And Gabriel, who's average citizen, stands up in the middle of a speech and yells out, "Trump, you stink." Okay. Now, is Trump now embarrassed?
No. Take him out.
Is it embarrassing to Trump? Well, to some extent, but one second. But since Gavriel is an average guy, so the level of embarrassment is going to be lower versus, let's say, the Prime Minister of Israel embarrassed Trump at a function. That's a much higher level of embarrassment. So embarrassment, one second, embarrassment is based on, seriously, based on social standing.
Is that like a straight scale? I feel like
it could go either way. It can't ignore all the specific questions. Now let's get to the general issue of Hachovel per se.
Because
you'll see, the Gemara's about to tell us. We have to first investigate what the basis for Hachovel is. How do we know Hachovel is a problem? We haven't. But now we start with that. So, Gabriel, read the Gemara. Now, what's that question? Am I what?
Am I
No. What? Yeah, why do I pay the guy? I didn't pay him. What should I do? Ayin tachas ayin, Amar Rachmana. Okay? So really, the Torah says what? Ayin tachas ayin. What am I paying for? Right? I should do ayin tachas ayin. Okay, now, I don't want to get into now that, again, I keep telling you, it's the Gemara at the two dots in the bottom. That's going to take up the legitimacy of a havamina of ayin tachas ayin. Forget that. What the Gemara is not taking up now. What the Gemara wants to know now is, knowing that we don't buy into ayin tachas ayin literally, the question is, what's the basis for a chulba? Again, I can't express this enough. I don't want to hear a svara of why ayin tachas ayin wouldn't be good. That's for a couple, that's probably next week. For now, all we're going to focus on is one simple thing. What's the basis for learning out a chulba? Okay? Okay, so the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, ayin mamish, ema ayin mamish.
Ema ayin mamish, lo sampa daitach, tatanyam. Yachol, sema zeno, masme zeno.
Katas yado, mekates yado.
Katas yado, mekates yado. Shibiris raglo, mishabiris raglo.
So you would think that what should you do? That if I poke your eye out, you should do the same thing to my eye. But yet the Torah says what? Talmud Lomar.
Talmud Lomar, make Adam, umake behema, ma make behema, sashlum, and ab make Adam, sashlum.
Be very careful with this, okay? So what does the Torah say? The Torah says, yeah, John?
So just like in the Pasuk, where in the Pasuk it says, make behema, you hit an animal, and you hit a person. So we learn from there that just like when you hit an animal, you have to pay for it. When you hit a person, you have to.
Even though what does it say by person?
Yes.
You must, but we're going to.
Yeah,
pretend it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah. But like, that doesn't sound like that.
I right, put a big black line there and read it. Are you right? Okay, good. But since the Torah says, Make Behema, Make Adam, you notice both words there are Make. And we see by the Behemoth Yishalmena, yeah.
Wait, I can't watch.
How do we know that when I hit someone, I'm not chayev, when I injure someone, I'm not chayev in Ayin Tachas Ayin, but I'm rather chayev to pay the guy? Make Behemoth, Make Adam. Okay? Now, what does the Gemara now say? Okay, now that is a very problematic three words, which you do not see often in the Gemara. What does that mean? That's why. Which means, if you don't like this answer, I'll give you another answer. What could it be if I don't like this answer, I'll give you another answer? If there's a problem with the first answer, then don't be the first answer. The Gemara never gives you options. If it gives you the ode means that there's something lacking. But the Gemara is not saying there's something lacking here. It is saying, by the way, some people are Maka people, right? Other people are this answer. I mean, literally, I'm saying on the surface. Obviously, it doesn't really mean that. What kind of thing is that? V'nafshecha lomar. That doesn't make any sense. We don't give people the option in Gemara. We don't say, hey, you've got two reasons in front of you. Pick whichever one you like more. That doesn't make any sense. So we have to understand why the Gemara chooses to use the terminology v'nafshecha lomar. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's...
You trying to answer this? You cannot answer.
Lo tikachu korfa nefesh rotzeach
hashehu rasha lamus. Okay, which means what? Okay, no, what ransom? What do you mean? Okay.
Like
yeah, that's supposed to guy. You're a liberal. Okay, so now, in America, you kill someone, okay? And bemazed, okay? I bring you to court, okay?
No, we're just gonna blame on gun control.
What's supposed to happen to you?
Because he's liberal.
An halacha. You're supposed to be... Okay, now, let's say Ezra comes along and says, I don't want my brother to die. Judge Ginsburg, because I'm the judge, here... here's $1 million. Not a bribe. $1 million for his life. Okay? We don't take money to get you out of a murder sentence. There's no... You cannot buy your way out of a murder sentence. Okay? You understand? What? You would. Anyway. Right. Okay. So you're telling me that you can't take money for what? For
like a whole life.
But if for someone
life,
for a life, meaning I can't buy my way, but
you
what could
money on a natural life?
No, it's like this. There's, if you're chayiv and if I murder you, right, I have to be killed. There's no monetary compensation for something like that. But if you're telling me for the loss of a life, that's a good question.
Oh,
we'll leave the Gemara.
No, but
the Gemara is going to take it up.
No, yeah.
What?
What's the reason
of what?